It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
One, two, three, into the folk. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up, because you know we're about to rip shit up. Give it a microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. That's
there,
all I can remember.
There you go, kid. There
not
you
too
go.
Bad, not too bad. Anyway, what's going on, everybody? It's nice. Brock. It's Hunter.
Nice. What's
Hello.
Up, man? How you doing?
It is Friday. It's time for the After Show podcast and...
The Plan B After Show podcast.
That sounds so cool.
Doesn't it?
Dude, how did that just start working out of nowhere?
It's Easter weekend.
Maybe.
Jesus touched it, dude.
It's an Easter miracle.
I've been trying to use this. You know what? No, I'm going to talk to you.
I've been trying to use this. Oh, it's cutting in it. I've been trying to use this thing for the past 5 months, and it has never worked. I've switched the batteries. I've done everything I possibly could.
I wonder if it just needs,
needs
to reset. I don't know.
It's pretty awesome.
It is awesome. God, it's loud. Is that as loud? Does it have the siren on there?
It does, but you know...
I think the batteries are running low because the siren does not work.
Oh, God. All right, we'll get some fresh batteries in
there. Why does this remind me of the movie Nerds? Nerds!
You got to do the Green Day song.
What's the Green Day?
The song where they had the microphone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's he singing?
I can't remember. I don't know. Anyway, today is Friday, and we're going to start doing something new. We had such a good time doing our Five Facts, Five Opinions show that we figured, you know, Friday, why not make Friday Five Fact Friday?
Absolutely.
So every Friday now, we're going to do Five Facts, Five Opinions, and we're just going to give it to you, man. We're going to read five random facts that we've found and tell you what we think about those.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Fact number one. Rhinos don't have any natural predators, but they kill each other more than any other mammal. About 50% of males and 30% of females die from combat injuries.
Really?
I can't believe that there's no natural predators. I mean, I guess it's a dinosaur. What is going to take down a rhino?
And doesn't a rhino have armor?
Pretty much. Basically. Oh, their skin is thick. And then you got the horn. Could you imagine a grown rhino charging you and hitting you with that horn?
No.
I'd feel like a Ninja Turtle. I'd feel like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, what a Bebop. Or is that Rocksteady? I can't remember.
I think Rocksteady was the rhino.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Now, obviously, humans are predators of rhinos. We've proven that by making a good portion of them go extinct. But we're not natural predators.
Who would win in a fight? A rhino or a hippo?
It's a tough one. Dude. I think I would say the rhino. But in a water situation, I think the hippo would probably win.
Yeah, I guess I think you're right. It depends on where the fight's at.
Where the fight's at.
War on the shore.
Rumble on the beach. Battle on the beach.
Yes.
Dude. I love it. That's crazy. I think it's great now that they've done a lot more efforts to protect rhinos. You know, they have those guards that are watching for poachers and everything like that.
Yeah.
And also, too, I read this new thing where there's this dye that they are injecting into the horns of rhinos, and it turns the horn bright pink. Oh. So basically, then it's worthless because people want the white ivory or whatever it is.
It's also brilliant. I love that.
Also, in some countries, rhino horn ground up is like an aphrodisiac. Supposed to like make your willy hard.
Uh-huh.
Well, with putting in there, it also makes it kind of toxic. It doesn't hurt the rhino, but it makes it toxic to humans.
Nice.
I think that's great.
That's great, man.
And if that can keep it to make the population grow, maybe then we don't have to do it there. But
I always thought they should just deplete the what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. I'm not in your brain.
Just make ivory worth nothing.
Well, and see, that's the problem. It shouldn't be worth anything. Who decided that this ivory was going to be worth anything?
Right, humans, you know what I mean? We can decide if it's worth nothing. Just make it worth nothing.
Like, sorry. No, that's and honestly, flood the black market or whatever it is. Anyway, let's see. Fact number two. Snoop Dogg was on trial for murder in 1993 after his bodyguard shot a guy, and his lawyer was Johnny Cochran. And like OJ a few years later, Snoop was acquitted.
Really?
Yeah. That's what's funny is everyone jokes Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg had that cooking show.
Oh, yeah.
There's that side-by-side picture, and it says, one of these people served prison time. Probably not the one that you think. Because
nice.
Martha Stewart did. Snoop never did.
Yeah.
He was on trial for it. But
Snoop Dogg, man, he's probably too high to shoot anybody.
No, yeah, his aim. He can't even lift the gun. It's too heavy, man. Man. But yeah, man, he was all part of Death Row Records at that point.
Yeah, made great music, man.
Yeah, I love Snoop.
Yep.
Snoop Lion, Snoop Dogg, Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop doggy.
That song.
Dog. Snoop Dog. Snoop Dog. Snoop. Oh, yeah.
That'll always be a staple, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
What's that? Use a flea, and I'm top dog. I scratch you out my balls with my motherfucking paws.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fact number three. The Kansas City Royals got their name from the American Royal, which was an annual rodeo and barbecue competition that started in 1899.
Really?
I should ask. I wonder. Kiki, obviously, is a huge Kansas City Royals fan. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if she – I never knew that.
I don't think a lot of people know that.
What a weird way to get a name.
You know?
We got a baseball team, but we need a name
for it. There's a lot of weird ways that people get their names.
That's true. A lot of how things get named and everything. Well, and then, like, places move, but they'll keep their name. Like, wasn't it the, it was the L.A. Dodger? Or, no, it was the,
L.A. Rams?
No, the baseball team. Was it the Brooklyn Dodgers? And then they moved out, because it's the L.A. Dodgers. The baseball team.
I don't know.
I think it was Brooklyn Dodgers, mm-hmm. and then they moved to L.A. years ago.
Huh.
But, yeah, they kept the name.
It's always weird when you're used to something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the St. Louis Rams.
Oh, yeah.
I was always used to St. Louis, and now it's L.A. Rams.
Yeah.
It just doesn't fall off doesn't my tongue feel right. Well.
Wasn't there another team who made a switch and then went back? Was it Cleveland?
I don't think it was Cleveland.
What was it?
I know there used to be like the Houston Oilers. Remember
yeah, that? Oh, the Houston Oilers. Man. Was it Moon? Warren Moon on that team?
I believe so.
Yeah, man.
They had a badass. I can't remember who it was. Yeah. I think it was a punt returner or something.
But I remember Warren Moon. I think I still got a couple of his old football cards, man.
Yeah.
You know how the Plan B Morning Show got its name? Kiki.
We'll just let you figure that one out.
One morning.
All right.
She was taking her orange juice.
You guys were trying to think of a name of the show and you had sex the night before. It's perfect.
And I didn't pull out in time.
Perfect. Oh, the plan B.
I didn't pull out of the conversation quick enough. That's what it was. Fact number four. The famous author Samuel Beckett and Andre the Giant were neighbors in a rural part of France when Andre was a kid. And Beckett would give him rides to school in his truck because Andre was too big for the bus.
Oh, man.
I'll be honest. I don't know who Samuel Beckett is. Let's look him up. Let's see. Maybe we'll recognize his work. Well, you won't because you can't read.
What?
You said you can't read. You don't know. Let's see.
Or Andre is kind of a quiet guy when he's younger.
Because he was so big and he was picked on. There's a really good documentary, biography on him that was on HBO. Mm-hmm. And, man, what an interesting life. What a crazy...
He was an athlete.
You know, the thing is...
As big and slow as he was later on in life, he was quite the athlete when he was younger.
Do you know there was actually a surgery he could have done later on in life that would have prolonged his life? It would have stopped him from growing.
Yeah.
So he was continuously growing. That was his problem.
Yeah, he got up to like, what, 500 pounds?
And so there was actually a surgery that would have stopped him from this. I'm trying to think of what it was.
Pituitary?
Pituitary
gland, which makes you grow.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. He said no. He opted out of it. And then again, at the very end, God, he was in so much pain.
Man.
That's why he was drinking so much. Couldn't and everything.
Imagine.
But let's see. What did this Samuel Beckett, what did he write?
Who cares?
I want to know.
Who cares about Sam?
I want to know.
There's a reason you don't know him.
Let's see. Human Wishes, Euthred, Naps, Crap's Last Tape. Happy Days. But I don't know any of these.
Guy sucks. Let's move on.
This guy sucks. Yeah, the only cool part about that story was Andre the Giant.
Right, yeah,
that's your only claim to fame, Samuel Beckett, is that you gave Andre the Giant rides. You suck. He's probably some influential writer. We're like, you suck. No, you suck. Lastly, fact number five. You're going to like this because you're a
jump
space
in front
guy.
Of a truck, Sam.
Jesus. I hope you're dead. I think you might be. The moon is larger than Pluto.
Yeah.
It's about 46% bigger. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Pluto's tiny, man.
The moon is such a cool...
Pluto ain't a planet.
Yeah, Back in my day, Pluto was a planet.
Yeah, and then we kicked it out, and now it's back.
Yeah, it's back in there.
Yeah.
Poor little
Pluto. Make up your damn
mind. It's so weird how our solar system is. I was thinking about this the other day. It's like, okay, and whatever you believe in the Big Bang, or you believe, but the way things are, the way they are, the setup that we have, you know, why the rings, the fact that there's two separate rings around Saturn, like there's two different gravitational fields there that it caused two rings.
You know what those are? Pluto, planets, stars, dark matter, all that shit. You know what that is?
What is it, Hunter? You're going to blow my mind.
I am.
What is
blow
it?
Your mind. It's
aliens.
It's, no, it's an atom. It's an atom in just another very large body. So it's like you.
Are you saying we're the marble inside the alien?
We're the atom, the electrons inside of just another massive body that's walking around somewhere.
Yeah. We're like a disease. We're like the herpes for AI.
All right, we're the herpes.
We are the herpes on the dong of a different alien out there.
Yeah, that's how bad we suck. We're not the good part.
No. We're not like the red blood cell or the white blood cell. We're the herpes.
It's Andromeda or whatever that galaxy's called. Or the Milky Way. Man, that's just a big herpes.
You know what? Some alien banged some other alien and got gonorrhea, and we're the gonorrhea.
Right. Just hanging on a lip of some huge alien. You know?
We're a cold sore on the lip of some...
just massive alien walking around.
Some alien, yep. I don't know. I wish we would do something more with the moon. I really do.
Yeah?
Like, you know, what? Go back to it, set up something cool up there. I'd go up to the moon.
You know, instead of playing that NFL game in London, let's do it on the moon.
Ooh, it could happen.
Or imagine golfing on the moon. You know how far you could drive a ball? It wouldn't even come down. It'd just keep going.
Bounce off the walls.
Yeah, look at that tiger.
Maybe they'd make special balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we can't change the gravity.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
No.
It wouldn't matter.
I think you could. Well, yeah, because that's why they had weighted.
They still weight, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why they had weighted suits when they were walking around on there to keep themselves.
So, I guess mass does matter. Right?
Yeah, moron. Some space guy you know, or are. I don't know.
All aliens, bro. I don't care about the cheesy moon.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Right. And Pluto, don't worry. I grew up with you as a planet. You'll always be a planet to me.
You'll have a special place in my heart,
that's
Pluto.
That's right. You're always going to be in my diorama of planets. Did you ever have to make... Do you remember dioramas? The old shoebox dioramas?
I don't. My dad does.
You never had to make one?
No, my dad made it. Moron.
I see what you did there. I see what you did.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd let your dad make it, too.
What was yours? The one with the coat hangers?
You'd end up burning it down.
Probably. That's why he did it.
I remember making a jungle diorama. So we had to pick jungle creatures.
Is that the shoebox thing?
Yeah. Well, you make it in the shoebox. You know what? I want to look up. Shoebox
Did you have
to? Is it diorama or diorama?
Diorama.
Diorama. Yeah, dude. Oh,
did you ever have to make a wigwam?
I don't think so.
I think I made a wigwam when I was in school out of like sticks and clay or something.
Yeah,
what were you even doing in school? We're just killing time.
Dude, honestly, I think they made it so we learned our basics, our math, and, you know.
And there's like an extra 4 hours just killing time.
And I think that was just so parents could get their work done and then come pick us up. And, you know, to be honest, too. Dude, they didn't teach us anything that useful.
There was a class called debate, for God's sakes.
Do you remember home ec? Home ec was actually kind of useful. We learned how to bake.
We
sewed and everything. But, like, kids being responsible for babies, are they still doing that where you have to, like, watch over?
Hold the egg or whatever. You can't crack the
egg. We actually had, like, an actual baby. Like, it was a baby and then not, like... No, not like a real baby.
I gave him a look like, what the?
We just had a lot of extra babies in there. No, but it was a rubber, like baby doll.
Yeah.
And, but it would cry and everything, and you couldn't leave it. Like, if it was crying, you couldn't just let it cry because it would show you. I remember that. But again, you think about it. What a dated thing. Why are they teaching high schoolers still how to be parents?
This chick that was, we were in home ec, we were doing the baby thing. We had eggs 1 year, but the other year we had babies. So you're right.
Yeah.
We stole, this girl was such a goody two shoes, man. God, I'm terrible. We were terrible.
You were a dick.
We stole her baby and ran it over with a car, dude. So she had to bring this baby back that was just flat, brown, black,
my God.
Tire tracks on it.
You.
So I failed.
Because
I had to admit that I stole the baby and ran it over with the Jeep.
You are such a piece of shit, for God's sakes, Hunter.
I was.
Oh.
I thought it would be funny.
I mean, it is kind of funny.
It's pretty funny, isn't it?
Right.
Handed it back to her. It was like pancake. Just a pancake baby. Here's your baby.
Here's your baby.
I'm pretty sure she cried. God, what an ass.
You are.
What an ass.
You are an ass.
You know?
You are an ass. Funny. But an ass.
I had to explain to the principal. So what happened?
Well, you see, principal, we thought it'd be funny to steal this baby and run her over a bunch of times. What?
It's just a funny statement, isn't it?
No.
If it's a fake baby.
If it's a fake baby, yeah. But you have to say it's a fake baby. Yeah. I don't know. Well, I'm never letting you babysit. I tell you that much, for God's sakes.
You having kids yet?
I'll take care of them. That's going to wrap it up. Great way to end. Talking about running over a rubber baby. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Yes.
All righty. That is going to do it for Friday's Five Facts, Five Opinions. I think we're going to keep doing it. It's fun. Mm-hmm. We like to BS on the opinions. As always, make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on your FM dial. Always explore more on the website, WARX.com, where you found this podcast. And, yeah, it's been fun. We'll see you guys next time.
Yeah. Let's go punch a baby.
Jesus.